Joseph told of Jesus' birth. The birth of Jesus Christ came about in this way. After his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant from the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel," which is translated, "God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did as the Lord's angel had commanded him. He married her, but did not have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to a son, and she named him Jesus. The birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole empire should be registered. This first registration took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. Can you imagine riding that donkey all that way? While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him tightly in cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. Oh, so exciting, Jesus' birth. You know, I just think a lot about Joseph. I mean, how embarrassing to realize, oh, my wife's pregnant, and are you really going to believe this? Like, she says, oh, an angel, you know, came and said I would be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's never happened before. So I'm sure he was really questioning. But then the angel came to him and told him the same thing too. And he was so faithful to believe that, because, I mean, he could have divorced her publicly. He could have divorced her privately. He could have had her stoned. So he was so merciful. And he was just realizing, you know what? This is the Son of God, and I'm going to be the father, the earthly father of the Son of God. So he was a protector. He was obedient. There's so many great things we can learn from Joseph and Mary too, because she was faithful to go along with all of it as well. And then with the birth of Jesus, we all know the story about Caesar Augustus and the whole empire should be registered. So again, just think about how obedient, you know, Joseph and Mary were, because I mean, I don't know if you've been pregnant, ladies, but you know, when you're really that far along, you don't want to be on a donkey, although that might really help, you know, speed up the delivery. I don't know. It's a good method. But can you imagine all those days on a donkey going all the way to Bethlehem? And she was obedient, and Joseph was protecting her that whole time. And so that just really makes me think, I just need to be obedient in big things and little things, because God puts thing in my path every day. He'll put things there that I can decide, do I want to follow God, or do I want to do what Nancy wants to do, or do I want to do what the world's suggesting that I do? So I just hope today that you just remember Mary and Joseph and how faithful they were doing all the different steps of the plan, because the prophecy was that he would be born in Bethlehem. You know, so how interesting God moved, you know, the government to say that we're going to have a census and everybody has to go back to their own hometown. And that moved Mary and Joseph from where they were over to Bethlehem. So God just has a great plan, and it worked out perfectly. So hope you remember today that God has a plan for you, and that you are a part of that plan. And number two, that you need to be obedient to that plan, just like Mary and Joseph were. So hope you have a good day being obedient to God today, and be sure to be obedient and come back here again tomorrow so we can finish the rest of the story about Jesus' miraculous birth. Have a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow. You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.